afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. I'm going to do something today that I haven't done in a very, very long time. I'm going to be solo today. I'm going to be your solo co-host for the second and third segment today. And of course, this is Wendy. This is Wednesday. Yes, and we always have Wendy joining us for the first segment today. So Dave Allen is unable to join us today and will be returning on Friday. So before we get to Wendy, let's begin with the market report. And Wendy Wilson will join us for the balance. So today is Wednesday, February 28th. 2018, the last day of February, and it's just so hard to believe. And it's really hard to believe that gold is still holding, well, it's still holding its own around $1,380, down a couple cents today. Same way with silver, down a penny today at $16.47. Platinum, you know how they manage it being unchanged at $986, but palladium was up $5 today at $1,041. The USDX today is trading stronger by 0.25 at 90.63, and crude oil was down 1.41, but still over 60 at 61.60. And the stock markets today had a little bit of a reversal, and we're looking, down 382 points, 25,027. The NASDAQ was down 57 at 7,273, and the S&P was down 30 at 2,713. The 10-year yield today is trading down 0.04 at 2.87. European markets and Asian markets were lower, over 1%. And, there are a lot of things to comment, a lot of reports, revisions of GDP for the last quarter. We'll be talking all about that when I return at the second segment of today's program. But first, we have Wendy Wilson joining us this Wednesday, as she always does, from Apothecary Herbs. Good afternoon, Wendy.
Good afternoon, Melody. Tell Dave hello for me.
I will.
I thought today we'd talk about hair loss because one of the listeners asked me to do a segment on hair loss, and what I found was really astonishing. You know, we've been told by modern medicine for decades that a lot of the hair loss reasons is genetic, and it sometimes can be. However, we are witnessing this increase in hair loss for more people younger ages, and more women are losing hair. So there are lots of products on the market, you know, both in prescription and natural forms, and they promise to, you know, help regrow hair, but a majority of them just seem to thicken the hair that you have, but don't regrow what you've lost. Also, the prescription products all stem from what is a vasodilator chemical called minoxidil, which goes by many different market names. The original one was Rogaine. So the results are typically, after you use that a year, all the hair that you were losing, the shedding stops, but it doesn't replace what you've already initially lost. And if you stop the drug, the shedding resumes. Also, I did report in the past that people using minoxidil strictly for hair loss that don't have a heart problem, because it was created as a vasodilator for cardio reasons, these people typically develop heart problems later on if they're on the drug. So I thought we'd check this out. You've heard the term alopecia, and what that means is, you know, unexplained hair loss. The term was first coined in 1760 by a French physician, Francis Boisier Sevrier, and he was a botanist and a natural doctor. But it was really Cornelius Celsus, who was a medical Greek physician, who wrote about the condition in around 70 AD. So reports on the condition are various, but typically it involves inflammation of the scalp and hair follicles that affect the hair's health. Now, a population study on alopecia was done in Minnesota, Melanie, reporting about 1.7% risk of developing the condition, and you have a 20% risk if it runs in the family. Now, more recent research, though, suggests that it, other than a genetic disorder, it could be an autoimmune dysfunction, and it's linked to something we're eating. They're suggesting that's the cause, and we're going to get into that today. Now, the youngest case of hair loss was a 4-year-old. Get this, Melody, hair loss or alopecia is affecting 20% of children now.
Wow.
And about 50 to 60% of adults. So the average age for an adult to start showing signs of a condition usually is around the age of 20. It can involve pitting of the nails, discolored dots on your nails, so look for that. But the most common type of hair loss begins at age 20 to 40. And if you start losing hair at those ages, you could lose up to 15%. If you have more of allergic-related atopic hair loss, it can generate up to a 75% hair loss.
I don't mean to interrupt your numbers, but before you, is alopecia the same as just like men baldness?
Male baldness. Yeah, it goes by many names, but
it is just the same.
Yeah. Well, it can be caused by different things, and they tend to change the term a little bit. But an autoimmune type of hair loss usually can happen in middle age, and you can lose up to 50%. If it's linked to high blood pressure, it could be up to 40% hair loss. And if it's premenopause, women can have a slower or gradual loss of hair over a course of 1 to 8 years. So let's look at what's normal. Normally, we have 100,000 hair follicles, and we normally can lose 100 of those hairs per day. That's considered normal. But today, we have 1 in 100 people that are experiencing abnormal hair loss, and it's increased 20% of the requests for our hair restoration surgery. So that's a big deal now. People are going for that. Well, let's look at this link of what we're eating that could be the cause. In 1974, glyphosate was introduced by Monsanto into the market as a broad-spectrum herbicide, and it's called Roundup. The agricultural community quickly adopted the use of glyphosate, and it's used to kill weeds, grasses on all your crops. By 2016, there was a 100-fold increase in the use of this chemical since it was introduced. So it controls a lot of weed growth, and what it does is it attacks the plant roots and prevents the plants, get this, its amino acids in the plant for uptaking and absorbing nutrients. So this is why our food has 50% less nutrition than it did 50 years ago.
Amazing.
Right. So
It's criminal.
Right. Well, according to the National Pesticide Information Center, and of course the FDA has a pesticide residue monitoring program, they say glyphosate remains in lettuce and carrots and even barley up to a year after the soil is treated because it doesn't really move out of the soil quickly. It tends to linger. A lot of environmental and toxic reviews say, you know, it's deadly, it causes cancer, lymphoma. The WHO, who tends to be in bed with Monsanto, says it doesn't cause any carcinogenic or DNA effect. But early research on the chemical from the 60s showed that glyphosate removes minerals like calcium, magnesium, manganese, copper, and zinc. Also, they think it blocks iron because when they studied sunflowers that were treated with glyphosate, it blocked the iron that uptake in the plant and caused a big deficiency. Also, in a hospital study of 2015, they were studying a group of patients with hair loss, and they said they all had low iron level. So, there's a map. If you look, we have a map in the newsletter, and the readers will see it if they are signed up for the newsletter. By the way, it's free, so go to Melanie's website and sign up. You can see where the concentrations of glyphosate are over the United States map and how much we've increased its use over the last several decades. Now, so here's the question. Here's the big, million-dollar question. What if glyphosate, which is sprayed on just about every commercial crop, could be the culprit in such widespread and increasing number of cases of hair loss? So if we look at just one category of the hair loss that involves immune system, we find a lot of inflammation that is generated in the scalp area. Now, according to a dermatology department research at the Government Medical College in India, they say inflammation on your scalp affects follicle activity and also results in an atrophy of the hair, making it thinner and also to malfunction so that next generation of hair doesn't come through. So is glyphosate causing an allergic reaction in humans, blocks the nutrients, causes digestive malfunction in humans, also and depletes us of a lot of nutrition? So if we look at our, let's say, wheat crop, for instance, it's probably the biggest crop we have, and it's totally treated with glyphosate, and it's also genetically modified since 1945. So we find this link, get this, between wheat, gluten intolerance, rheumatoid arthritis, and autoimmune condition, as well, so the celiac disease, people are gluten intolerant, rheumatoid arthritis and gout, and also type 1 diabetes and hair loss. They're all kind of linked together, and I don't think that's a coincidence.
I don't think it is either.
Well, here's a quote. The U.S. National Library of Medicine and the Institutes of Health, they'd had this connection. They've known about this since, get this, October 1995. Did you hear about that then? You didn't hear about this, did you?
Me, personally?
No.
Maybe.
Well, it was published in the Journal of Gastroenterology, and this is what it says. Celiac disease frequently associated with autoimmune disorders, but has really never been reported as an association with alopecia or hair loss. Patients are reported to have malabsorption, and then put on a gluten-free product, patients tend to regrow their hair. So an Italian study the same year found the same results. They said some patients that have celiac disease, which is gluten intolerance, and who had alopecia, hair loss, experienced complete hair regrowth after they eliminated gluten from their diet for several months. The symptom of hair loss returned when prolonged use of gluten was reintroduced.
Wow.
I know. Here's another confirming association. This is from Angelina Cristiano, professor of dermatology and genetics, Columbia University School of Medicine. She says genetic research of alopecia involves 8 specific genes, and all are involved in immune system response. So these same genes are implicated in celiac disease, as well as type 1 diabetes and rheumatoid arthritis. And this explains why some drugs, when used to treat those diseases, the symptoms of alopecia go away.
Uh-huh.
So what we have is glyphosate poisoning, affecting our immune system, causing inflammation of the hair follicles, blocking absorption to the body, causing these types of diseases and hair loss. So could it be that simple just to get off all wheat? Yeah, it could be that simple, Melanie.
Well, you know what, particularly in your elderly, you have so many of them who have hair loss that mm-hmm. they claim is due to the medication that they're taking.
Yes.
And so this could even be an underlying situation or problem that just, you know, maybe accentuates the hair loss that people just are thinking that it's coming from their prescriptions.
True. There are some other factors. It's a very good point you brought up. Some more research confirms other factors that affect our hair growing healthy and normally. Stress, which is a big emotional trauma trigger, it influences hair follicles, as well as your diet and having an iron deficiency. They've already discovered that, especially in females, because we have our cycles every month and we need more iron. Also, they said the hepatitis B vaccination also very detrimental to your hair, as well as viral infections that are associated with herpes and chickenpox, that viral family. Okay. They also said some pharmaceutical medications, like you pointed out, such as cardiovascular medicines, antibiotics, antidepressants, acne, and autoimmune suppressive drugs, all detrimental to the hair. So, aside from genetics, aside from, gluten intolerance with the wheat, we're fighting against a nutrient deficiency caused by Roundup that's on everything. Hmm. And so depending on your genetic, constitution, you're going to have problems in your weakest link when you're taking in a poison. You're being poisoned slowly every day. So this is what I would do, because people always say, well, Miss Wendy, what would you do? Well, I would get off the grains and get off anything that's treated with herbicides like glyphosate. Spend the extra money, get the organic. Also, if you're going to have grains, do the ancient grains like kumquat and spelt. maybe some organic brown rice or organic corn. But if you're diabetic, don't do the corn. It's too much sugar. Get the organic fruits and vegetables in the diet. And if you're going to have meats, make sure it's grass-fed. If it's red meat, of course, if it's poultry, make sure they're free-range. Because if you don't, these animals are fed grains that are treated with glyphosate. Also, no dairy products, because dairy cows are stalled and they're fed grains that are treated with glyphosate. So read your labels, avoid the additives, preservatives. Also, no coffee. Coffee seems to be a trigger. So some of the foods that are triggers are milk, coffee, pork, food additives. And also rye, oats, and barley could be a problem, so you might want to just avoid those for a while. And 21 days. It takes 21 days for these residues to start leaving the body. Okay, so you got to stay off of it at least 21 days or longer. Avoid those prescription meds as well, and do your bowel cleanse to get rid of all those residues. Okay, and if you're going to do supplements, make sure they're whole food supplements and organic, and they're not synthetics and treated with chemicals.
Well, I have an important question.
Okay.
When you said limit coffee,
yeah,
was there an amount? Like, is 1 to 2 cups a day okay? I'm not giving up my coffee.
Well, it tends to be dehydrating.
Yes.
Also, it can give you more acids. If we get too many uric or tannic acids in the system, it inflames the joints. So if you don't have inflammatory joint disease, you're probably okay. But if you do have, you know, rheumatoid arthritis and you tend to be a bit gouty, then you want to make sure that you... if you're going to have coffee in the morning, make sure maybe you counter it with more water and also maybe some Bragg's vinegar. It helps rinse those joints of those acids. So,
okay.
Yeah, you could do that.
I have to have my coffee. Then yep. I switch over to tea.
Yeah. Yeah, just, you know, make sure you just rinse the joints with vinegar. That Bragg's apple cider vinegar helps
rinse. That's awesome.
Rinse joints. It's great. So.
We're just about out of time. Why don't you go ahead and give us some contact information, Wendy?
Absolutely. The queen of immune boosting and organ cleansing is Apothecary Herbs. Give them a call. Get a catalog. The number is toll free.
Queen?
Yeah, queen. That's right. I've been called the queen of tinctures. I have. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Or visit the website, thepowerherbs.com.
All right. Well, we always appreciate you being here each and every Wednesday. You bring us so much great information, and you got a wonderful catalog. It's a beautiful catalog put together very well. And so I do encourage listeners to give you a call. And cleansing is very important. And you got a lot of great other products.
Absolutely. So. Empowerment. That's what it's about.
All righty, Wendy. Thank you very much. Listeners, we'll be back in just... We will be back. I will be back in just a few short minutes.
We will find you acting on your best behavior. Turn your back on Mother Nature. Everybody wants to rule the world.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csctalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back. You're listening to Financial Survival. This program is brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm your host today, Melody Cederstrom, and you can find us on the web at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. That's Discount Gold and Silver Trading. And make sure you sign up for a weekly newsletter. Comes out Mondays, but I'm thinking about making it a change that it will come out Tuesday. So make sure you get signed up. Wendy also has an article there. She writes a very good article, so you can always get some great information. She also runs lots of great specials for the newsletter, as we do. And I'm going to give you the special today. The special today, you can have a choice because it's the same price. The same price, $1,362 for a 1 ounce gold eagle coin and a free silver eagle, or a Mint State 61 $20 Liberty gold piece plus a free silver eagle. So either or, each coin is priced at $1,362. So the $20 Liberties, as I said, they're the deal of the century, selling at the same price as the Gold Eagle. So you can have your choice. And with either coin, you'll receive a free silver eagle. So if you purchase two or more coins, that will include free shipping. 800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. 88. Well, you know, we talked about, or I talked about Delta Airlines before, and now you have where they're no longer going to sponsor their NRA relationship. They're going to sever the relationship with the NRA because of the shooting in in Florida. And so United Airlines is going to do the same thing. United Airlines cut ties with the National Rifle Association because of the shooting down in Florida. But they continue to donate to Planned Parenthood. What is not Planned Parenthood? Planned Parenthood, the nation's largest abortion provider. There was a tweet on Saturday in the airline said it had already notified the NRA that they will no longer be offering a discounted rate to their annual meeting, and they asked to be removed for the gun rights group's website. United Airlines is notifying the NRA that they no longer offer a discount. And so, folks, if you used that discount, well, you can contact, I think I have their information here, or I did have it, United Airlines, 872-825-8640. That's 872-825-8640. Give them a call. Be nice, but you can voice your concerns. Be polite. And Delta Airlines, they actually answer the phone with United. You might just get a recording, but you can leave a message on the machine. But I believe Delta actually answers their calls, and their phone number is 404-715-2554. That's 404-715-2554. 800-282-2554 and let them know that you're unhappy with them severing their ties with the NRA. NRA is guilty of nothing. And I do believe businesses have the right to advertise and have contracts and relationships with anybody they want. But the reasoning behind the dropping of the NRA, let them know how you feel and let them know that you're not going to support that. Dick's Sporting Goods, they're also going to stop selling assault-style rifles and ban the sale of all guns to anyone under 21. This was announced yesterday, and its CEO made an emphatic call for significant changes to U.S. gun policy, again, after what happened in Florida. So here's another corporation that is changing the way they're doing businesses, the way they do business, all based on what happened at the high school in Florida. So Dick's came out and they said, we support and respect the Second Amendment, and we recognize and appreciate that the vast majority of gun owners in the country are responsible, law-abiding citizens. But they think this is going to help solve the problem. And gun violence is an epidemic that's taking the lives of too many people, including the brightest hope for the future of America, our kids. And that was from the CEO of Dick's Sporting Goods. So I don't have their number, but call your local Dick's Sporting Goods store and tell them how you feel. Before we move on to some other items, since it's all sort of related to some degree, there was a Wall Street Journal video, and I didn't need to watch the video, but it was about the suicide rate among white Americans, and it is a warning sign for our society. And these two were economists, Princeton economists, Angus Deaton and his wife, Ann Case. And this is what they consider to be warning signs of a crisis of American capitalism. And they have seen increases in suicides and other deaths of despair, particularly among middle-aged white Americans, as a sign that something is not right with society. If we can only generate good lives for an elite that's about a third of the population, then we have a real problem. They are continuing to research why suicide deaths are far higher in the United States than in many other economically advanced nations. And this is what they talk about in this video. It is a failure. It's not simply a function of economics. It's a failure of spiritual and social life that drives people to suicide. And when we see the federal welfare state removes responsibility for caring for people from the local community, and we see this in all areas of our society anymore. And you know, we talk about this all the time on Power Talks, my morning show at 10 a.m. shortwave 7490. With Beth Ann from CSE Talk Radio. We have a morning show. We all talk about these things that are impacting our country. And a failure of spiritual and social life is something that is in combination. So I thought this interesting, from two Princeton professors, I thought that was a kind of interesting video. But again, it just tells us where we're headed, you know, as a nation, as a country. Housing weakness, let's get back to economics. The housing recovery appears to be heading downward as mortgage rates rise at the same time, in addition to the low supply of homes for sale. Pending home sales, which measure signed contracts, fell almost 5% in January, 4.7% compared with December. And this is from the National Association of Realtors. And this is the lowest point in nearly 4 years. The weakness was nationwide, and December's reading was also revised lower. Pending sales, which are an indicator of future closings, were 3.8% lower than January of 2017. So not only are home prices increasing at a faster clip, mortgage rates are now half a percentage point higher than they were at the start of this year. And they began rising in January, and they have yet to retreat, and they won't. Adding to the inventory drought, you have home sellers are now home sellers are now staying in their homes longer, an average of 10 years, which is an all-time high since the realtors began tracking this measure in 1981. And sales of newly built homes also fell sharply in January. And while builders are expecting an increase in sales over the next 6 months, they didn't report any increase in buyer traffic through their models in February. And at the beginning of the show, I talked about the fourth quarter growth. The GDP has been revised downward. The U.S. economic growth slowed slightly, more than initially thought in the fourth quarter, as the strongest pace of consumer spending in 3 years drew in imports and depleted inventories. The GDP expanded at a 2.5% annual rate in the final 3 months of 2017, instead of the previously reported 2.6% pace. And this report was out by the Commerce Department. There was a declaration from the third quarter's brisk, a deceleration from the third quarter's brisk 3.2% pace, but the revision was in line with the economists' expectations. First quarter growth tends to be weak because of the seasonal quirk, but is expected to accelerate at least a little for the rest of 2018 as a stimulus from a $1.5 trillion tax cut package and increased government spending kicks in. GDP growth estimates for the first 3 months of the year are as low as a 1.8%. I didn't realize that the estimates were that low, considering we also just had the $1.5 trillion tax cut package. So to see that type of estimate, to me, is a little shocking. Fed Chair Jerome Powell, he kind of struck an upbeat note on the economy before lawmakers on Tuesday, saying his personal outlook for the economy has strengthened from December. That prompted traders to raise their bets on 4 rate increases this year. And of course, the Fed has forecasted 3 rate hikes. I don't think you're going to get 3 or 4, but we'll see. We'll see what happens. Pretty much, if the Fed is forecasting 3 rates and financial markets are expecting 4, then I would assume that the first one will be next month, which is March. As we reported before, the economy grew 2.3% in 2017, up from 1.5% in 2016. So growth in consumer spending, which accounts for more than two-thirds of the U.S. economic activity, was unrevised at a 3.8% in fourth quarter growth. Macy's, let's talk a little bit about Macy's. Now, they announced, and you can almost see this in the stores, when I talk about it before in this program, where these retail stores, I mean, that you go into them and it feels like you're just walking into a discounted store. You know, it doesn't, you know, Macy's has this. When I visited Macy's in New York a couple of years ago, I was literally shocked. I mean, it was a madhouse, and it didn't remind me of an upscale department store. But Macy's has announced that it is morphing into a discount store. I think it's happened along. It's been happening for a long. It's been morphing for a while. The retailer is tripling the number of stores that offer its off-price concept Backstage to 145 locations this year. Backstage, which occupies with about 15,000 square feet as many Macy's stores, has been compared to successful off-price retailers like TJ Maxx, Nordstrom Rack. It sells Macy's brands at steeply discounted price of up to 80% off. The company is doubling down on Backstage as it fights to maintain its new sales momentum. In the most recent quarter, the retailer's same-store sales increased 1.3%. And according to Jeanette, Backstage is driving up customer spending and visits to Macy's stores that offer the concept. So maybe this is a way into where they can get that footsteps into the actual stores and steer people away from online shopping. But Backstage isn't the only area where Macy is copying discounters. Last year, the chain rolled out self-service systems in its shoe departments nationwide, meaning, you've guessed it, customers now serve themselves instead of finding a salesperson to retrieve shoes. Macy's chief financial officer, Karen Hoggett, lots just say, leave me alone, let me get the shoe I want and move on. You know, I've gone to Macy's store in their shoe department, and it's the reason that you say, leave me alone, let me get my shoe and move on, and because there's no one there to help you. I mean, it takes them forever, and you always feel like if you want to try on more than three pairs of shoes that you're putting them out, and that they don't want to work, that they're just there, you know, to shuffle every now and then, and they never have a smile on the face. They're never engaging, and so yeah, it's just like, just give me the shoe and let me move on. So I get that. I don't think it's what most people want, but then again, people act this way, and because this is the service that they get. So now you can just go in and pull whatever shoe you want and move on, and you don't have to say hello or talk to anybody. How about that? I mean, it's just like, and it's amazing. People are on their cell phones, you know, 24/7. But when you go shopping and to try on shoes, there's no one to talk to. So anyway, it's 2018. We're going to move along. Is 2018 stock market crash inevitable? Well, here's another pundit. I'm not sure what he has, but his thoughts have been circulated today in the financial news venues and so forth. Alessandro Bruno, he thinks so. He thinks 2018 stock market crash is inevitable. The recent stock market events have been described by some as an overdue correction, but evidently the reporting and analysis has not been sharp enough. You have investors are gradually getting back into paper. The market sent them a clear signal a few weeks ago that a massive stock market crash is coming, yet they decided to stay or pick up some bargains. And he equates the scenario to the joke of the stranded man, praying for help, but refusing to take advantage of all the tools that God sent to him until, of course, he died. Stocks are sending many signals. One of them is they're simply priced too high. And that's probably part of the reason the stock buybacks have fueled much of the current stock market rise. When the market looks like more like the Las Vegas Strip than it does downtown Manhattan, distortions of reality are inevitable. And we talk about that each and every day. And one reason is that too many investors are not only choosing to ignore the financial and economic risks, they're ignoring the political risks that could disrupt the global markets too. The generals want a new Cold War, but it's not necessarily Russia that they're after. After all, Moscow is a shadow of its Soviet self, even if, in the absence of U.S. leadership, Russia has been punching away above its weight. We're going to talk a little bit about China and North Korea in relationship to this gentleman's view that we're certainly overpriced in the paper markets, but we're heading into a break, and we'll continue. I will continue here in just a few short minutes. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome back to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, 1-800-375-4188. Dave Allen is off today, and he will be returning on Friday. So you are stuck with me for the rest of the day, or for the rest of the segment. Going into the break, we were talking about this gentleman who Alessandro Bruno, who thinks that the stock market crash of 2018 is inevitable. And, he's comparing it to Las Vegas. You know, he's calling it, no one's paying any attention to it. Everyone's ignoring the political risks that could disrupt the global markets. Targets could be China when we're talking about wars. China, North Korea is possibly just the gateway. In the summer of 2017, many investors were acting as if they just suddenly woke up. They woke up to the sharp escalation of tensions between these countries, Washington, Seoul, and Pyongyang. But now, even though nothing's been resolved, everyone seems to just have forgotten. In fact, North Korea has shown it has better missile technology than anyone's imagined. What could possibly go wrong? We all have short memories, don't we? Bruno says that this scenario can't last. And I agree. Discount Gold and Silver agrees. We're now facing a massive deficit and a rising national debt. And the administration wants to focus on infrastructure. That means they also want to focus on entitlements. And we were all promised, the campaigns, they're not going to touch it. They're not going to touch it. They have to touch it. What do you think are the chances of tax cuts working in conjunction with the massive new surge of public spending? Sooner or later, the market will pick up the fact that it's running without a foundation. And folks, the wild, wild west model of economics just don't work in the 21st century. Yet someone, ironically, there's never been a better time to buy gold and silver. So give us a call at 1-800-375-4188. And remember this special, your choice, a 1 ounce American Gold Eagle or a Mint State 61 $20 gold piece. $1,362, either coin will receive a free silver eagle. You purchase two coins and you'll receive free shipping. So buy a 1 ounce gold eagle, buy a Mint State 61 $20 Liberty gold piece, get two free silver coins and free shipping. So what a deal. And that little package of those two coins would cost you $2,724, 800-375-4188. You know, when Dave was here on Monday, we were talking about out-of-pocket health care costs. We ran out of time before we could finish it up, so I thought, well, maybe we could go back there, because we are in an area of baby boomers retiring, and that is going to be part of the problem when the money is going to be pulled out of all these financial investments, and that's another part of keeping rates so low. They didn't have any place to go to put their money, so they put it in paper, hoping they'd get some kind of return on their dividends, and banks begin to start paying a little more in rates. As rates begin to rise, a little more interest, and you know, you're going to see people wanting something a little more secure. There isn't anything more secure than gold and silver if you want less volatility. But a lot of people pull that money out and put it into the banks that pay a little bit higher percentage. But until then, you have seniors and those approaching retirement needs to think about and to plan. And seniors, to the best of their ability, for the inevitable continuing increases in health care and other costs for that matter, by upping their savings now. And according to the Social Security Administration, if you're 65 years old today, that's the age at which most Americans are first eligible to begin receiving Medicare, or at least under the current law. Your average additional life expectancy is 21.6 years, and if you're a female, 19.1 years if you're a male. There's a lot of numbers here in this report. As I know, it's a little more difficult to follow these numbers on radio and not actually being able to post them up on a screen and so forth that you could follow along. But based on a recipient's average annual out-of-pocket Medicare cost of $5,500, again, that's in 2016 dollars, the average 65-year-old can expect to spend between $105,000 for males and $119,000 for females over their respective life expectancies. And again, this was in 2016 dollars. The average person who's now 50 years old will have an additional life expectancy at age 65 of almost 2.5 years. You know, I saw this survey amongst, I don't know what the age group was, I guess just retirees. I don't know if these were already retired people. But their biggest concern, their biggest fear wasn't about dying. The biggest fear was outliving their money. I mean, we live in a world where things are just becoming more and more expensive. I mean, who'd ever think that, you know, the average 65-year-old can expect to pay between $105,000 and $119,000 just for Medicare costs? You know, how are people going to pay for this when other things continue to rise? You have to plan, and it's difficult to plan because you don't know if you're going to be here 3 years, 4 years, 20 years, or 30 years. So you have to kind of go with the averages, with the average person's lifespan. The key that I'm getting to: precious metals are a store of value and a hard asset that has stood the test of time. This is a great way for retirees to add to their savings and protect it at the same time, and that is to buy gold and silver. And it also provides privacy, performance, and protection from confiscation. I mean, this is ideal for retirees to turn some of that retirement fund that's just sitting there at risk. And I know people are scared to death they're going to lose it. Why not protect it with gold and silver? Put a portion of it. Pull something in it. Get those dollars protected, because we do face some very difficult times. There's no way we can continue with the amount of excess that this country has created and taxpayers to continue to pay for those excesses. I mean, even more and more, we have more and more people. We have more. There was one report, I don't know if I have it here. More Americans. Oh, let me see if this is the right one. Yes, it is. This was I think it was a CNBC survey. How more Americans now support universal basic income. Almost 50% now support UBI. So more and more Americans now believe people should be paid money just for existing. Just 10 years ago, there was a poll that showed just 12% of Americans approved of a universal basic income. According to CNBC, that number has shot up dramatically to 48% of Americans, almost 50%. This new poll was conducted by Northeastern University and Gallup. Supporters of UBI, such as political philosopher and economist Carl Wilderquist, called the new poll really promising. Really? Models for implementation of UBI vary, but the most likely would be the federal government distributing regular checks to everyone, regardless of their earnings or employment. We already talked about how these experimentations are already being tried, are currently being tried in Finland, Canada, and there's other places. And this isn't something new. You have the town of Stockton, California. They have something that's called the Economic Empowerment Demonstration, and that's going to give several dozen low-income families $500 a month in a study. How do they pay for this? How do they raise funds to pay for this? You had Alaska residents. Each received around $2,000 a year from the Alaska Permanent Fund. And they have issues. Oil prices dropped. Spending increased. Now they're in debt. I do believe that $2,000 a year is adjustable. And I think it has dropped considerably. I don't think it's a guaranteed $2,000 a year, but I think it fluctuates. And I think with the lower oil prices that we've seen, it has dropped considerably. But I think it's also been higher than $2,000 a year, too. Guy Standing, a co-founder of the Basic Income Earth Network, told the World Economic Forum that the UBI will be a tremendous benefit to society because it will take the burden off people's shoulders. The claim is often made that if you give people a basic income, they'll become lazy and stop doing work. It's an insult to the human condition, he said. Basic incomes tend to increase people's work rather than reduce it. Standing says that people's mental and emotional health go up under UBI, allowing them to pursue more meaningful work. Support for UBI has not gained overwhelming popularity yet, with 52% of Americans still against it. Unsurprisingly, the support breaks down along party lines, with 65%, of course, Democrats supporting it versus 28% of Republicans. A majority, 54% of millennials, support the universal basic income. Well, of course they do. I mean, they want everything that's free. Free school, free, you know, free drugs, free this, free that. Nobody who pays for it. And, you know, if we were a country that was already ahead, then we weren't $21 trillion plus dollars in debt. Maybe we'd be able to carry it on for a couple of years. But eventually, somebody's got to pay for it. And this all sounds good and exciting, but they don't talk about that $5 cup of coffee. You know, everything has a price. There isn't anything in this world that's free. That's the first thing that was drilled into my head when I was a little girl. You know, ever since there's nothing free. There isn't anything free in this world. Got to work for it. And you're a better person because you are. But time and time again, we hear everyone talk about with the technology, jobs are going to be lost. I was reading earlier today, these high schools, you know, what do they teach these kids? They don't teach them an occupation for those that don't go to college. I mean, high schools, they want to push everybody into college because they get funding. High schools get funding if they have high rates of, I was shocked at the percentage of high school students here in the county that I live in when I went to the one graduation of my cousin's son, and they talked about the number of the high school graduates that were going on to college. I mean, it was like 92%. I don't think I had that high of, I don't think my high school had that big of a rating of kids going to off to college back in 72. I don't think the 92% of the class was going on to college. So they don't teach them anything else and get in trouble. They don't have anything to fall back on. It used to be you could just go out and find any job. Well, that's not the case anymore. And so when I go back to that video that I was talking about at the top of the program of the Princeton professors, well, where they're talking about generating good lives for the elite, about a third of the population. You know, what happens, you know, economically? I mean, we see it, you know, we're seeing the results. You know, you could even say these shootings and everything, it's all a result of our society. Lack of financial independence. You know, all the good things that working hard gives you, the lessons learned of a tough life. Who has lessons anymore? I mean, who fails anymore? Kids are taught that, you know, you don't fail. You know, it's almost like right and wrong. So yeah, we're facing big challenges that is coming to us. And, you know, maybe this is more of a discussion for Butch Paul. But here we're seeing problems of suicides. Males, whites. And and these problems, how are they going to improve? How do we change these problems when half of the population wants free money from the government and a handful pays for it? Doesn't work, ladies and gentlemen. And so we got lots of problems, and I believe the only way that you could prepare and to save your purchasing power is through gold and silver. If I didn't believe in it, I couldn't be doing this job. So it's something I believe in, and I hope that, you know, it's conveyed. And I hope you give Discount Gold and Silver a call at 1-800-375-4188. I'm out of time. I will be here tomorrow with Butch Paul. Maybe we'll touch on some of these topics tomorrow. So until then, good night. Have a great evening. Be safe and God bless. A single penny left for me.